Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is so good to take the time and gather together to worship the Lord.
Amen.
There's no better thing, no better thing we can be a part of than worshiping the Lord together. And we worship Him with joy in our hearts. For when we consider what He has taken us from and where He's taking us to, there is so much to be thankful for. Now, when I first got an opportunity to come to this country, we at home used to hear that this country was, the streets were paved with gold. Streets with milk and honey. So we were so excited. This same excitement we should have when we think about going to spend eternity with our Lord. This same excitement. Well, tonight I am not going to teach, but I just want to encourage everyone tonight. I just want to encourage. On Monday night, Elder Ryan spoke about be anxious for nothing. Pastor on Tuesday night spoke about prayer. And Brother Bob last night spoke about true spirituality. Well, I'm just going to just follow behind everybody else and try to encourage as best as I can. Our gathering tonight is centered around on prayer, whether it be for ourselves or for someone else. But as children of God and brethren, praying together is a powerful way to grow in fellowship with each other and with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Blessed Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for these times, Lord, when we can set aside the concerns of things and come before You. And spend time, Lord, learning of You and learning to love You, learning to love the brethren, and finding peace and joy, even in the midst of all this confusion in this life. Your promises tell us that better days are coming, and You only ask us to be faithful. So tonight, Lord, as we gather on Your word once again, Lord, we are asking for Your holy presence. We are asking for Your Holy Spirit. We are asking for Your empowerment. And we are asking You, Lord, to overshadow this time, Lord. This is a holy time. This is a sanctified time, Lord. And Father, we are asking, Lord, that You would guard all evils from disrupting this precious moment with You. We lift this up to You, Lord, and we are asking that You show Your hand in a mighty way. Bless everyone here tonight, Lord. We all have struggles, but we know that when we rest in You, we will find strength. Thank You for hearing our prayers, and thank You, Lord, for what You're going to do. And we give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said in St. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, men ought always to pray and not to faint. It means don't give up. Praying then becomes that spiritual connection between us and our Heavenly Father and between our Heavenly Father and us. Every time we kneel to pray, or we take time to meditate, or just making melody in our hearts unto the Lord, we come in conflict with the powers that is set to oppose us. Whether we're just meditating, or whether we're just praying, or whether we're just worshiping, there are powers that is set to oppose us. So, my brethren, I just want you to know that praying is war. Unless you didn't know that, praying is war. Praying is not for the fearful. Praying is not for the uncommitted. Praying is not for those who stand by the door. When we pray with boldness. We pray with confidence. We pray to whom holds all things. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 11 and 12 tells us that after Daniel prayed, the prince of the power stopped his prayer or tried to stop his prayer or oppose his prayer. Then he had to get help from above for his prayer to be answered. Prayer is war. And when we think that we can kneel down and get up and done, all the enemy is just there waiting for you. When Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, some of his disciples were trying to cast out a demon. And they asked him, why couldn't we do this? Jesus said, this type comes by prayer and fasting. So our connection or our strength is not in so much what we know here, but how we connect to him in prayer. Prayer by perseverance in our prayer life, Christ promises that whatsoever we shall ask in his name, that will I do. If he shall ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. For the time that I have here to share with you, I just want to look at two pioneers of prayer, both taken from the Old Testament. The first one is to be found in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and it speaks of a woman named Hannah. The other one was Hezekiah. Hannah prayed with tears. Hezekiah prayed with fears. Both are acceptable because both look to the Lord and both are necessary, depends on the circumstances. Hannah's prayer was personal. Hers was to overcome the shame of not having a child. In times like those, not having a child is considered that you're not really a woman, you know, because they view women who has children as being women. They have a family. And at the time, that was well respected. So not having a child is like a little short of being cursed. In verse 5 and verse 6 tells us that her husband tried to console her by offering gifts. But the gifts could not console her tears or her bitterness of soul. So she prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And I just want to take a little time to expound on this. Because sometimes when we set ourselves to seek the Lord, we get distracted. Things come in our ways. We lose our focus. Disruptions come. The phone rings. Somebody's knocking at the door. The kids cry. Something will always come up. But despite what he had to offer, that could not console her. Having a nice place and the soul is hungry, that place cannot console you. Amen. Having your pocket full of Benjamins and your soul is hungry, it cannot satisfy your soul. Amen. Having the best plate of steak before you and your soul is hungry, it cannot satisfy your soul. Amen. So often we are so inclined to think things will take care of spiritual problems. Once we step across that line into serving Christ, our lives takes on a new meaning. Our hope takes on a new meaning. Our passion takes on a new meaning. And tangible things cannot satisfy intangible things.
Amen.
God is the author of spiritual things. And until we place ourselves in His care and in His protection, the spiritual things cannot be satisfied until He gives us, give them to us.
That's right.
Hannah prayed and she cried. She took her concerns to the house of God. We are tempted so many times to, what does my friend think? We are tempted so many times to have somebody else give us some kind of idea or information or something. We have an altar. We have an altar.
Amen.
God will meet us at that altar. She went to church with her problems and she cried before the altar. And she weep before the altar. And she would not eat before the altar. Till God answered her prayer. God answered her prayer. There is power in prayer.
Amen.
The enemy knows that. The enemy sets out to oppose that. The enemy sets out to distract us from that. Because he knows that there is power in their prayer. He knows. In 2 Kings chapter 19, from verse 14 to verse 20, tells us of a king. His name was Hezekiah. Hezekiah was threatened by a nation that were ready to move in on them. So they sent him letters telling him that don't trust. They sent letters to the Israelites, don't trust Hezekiah because other nations have trust their gods and it didn't help them. So don't trust them. But Hezekiah took those letters into the house of God. And he laid them on the altar. And he called out to God. He prayed. He called out to him. We too can do the same thing. And I just did this as it just came over me to do it. When we face the same things, we can take our home problems, lay them before God. Right. We can take our kids, lay them before God. We can take our spiritual lives as we walk with God, lay them before God.
Right.
We can take our unsafe families, lay them before God. We can take our day-to-day needs, lay them before God. We can take our spiritual growth, which we need every day, lay them before God. We can take our finances, lay them before God. We can take our enemies, lay them before God. We can take even our joys and our sorrows. Lay them before God. And even in our sweet communion, lay them before God. Hezekiah had enemies, and so do we. We have all these things to face from day to day. Lay them before the Lord.
Amen.
We don't have to look over the fence and ask the neighbor what to do. We have an altar in the church.
Amen.
We have an altar before the Lord. He says, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which we don't even know about. If he can take us from the depths of darkness, he can also take us into the bright light. If he can take us from hunger, he can feed us. If he can take us from wherever we've been, he can guide us right into his care and into his protection. My brethren, prayer answers by God. With our prayer, we become disconnected. We lose our strength and are now connected to the wiles of the devil. I heard this story one morning on the way to work. This was on BBN. It was a very short. This guy was in South Dakota. He was stuck in a snowstorm. His name is Jake. So while he's stuck there, he couldn't move, you know, almost covered up. So he's there praying, Lord, send help, Lord, send help, Lord, send help. Well, 2 days went by, 3 days went by, so finally, hypothermia set in and he died. The story went on to say, well, he was at the Golden Gate, and he asked the question, how come when I called, nobody responded? And the person who answered says, well, you haven't called for so long, we didn't know where you were. So we dispatched an angel to somewhere else, believing that was you. When we refuse to pray, we lose that focus, we lose that connection, we lose that closeness with the Lord. So when we call out to him, we don't even know if our prayer is reaching the ceiling. Prayer is vital. The letters he laid before the altar of the Lord speaks also to us. We can bring our struggles to him.
That's right.
Struggles or troubles at home. Troubles surrounding our kids. We should be calling to the Lord day by day by day by day about our kids. Yes. Lord, give them up my kid. Drugs will take them away from you.
Right.
Guns will take them away from you. Gangs will take them away from you. Call unto him, hold on to God, and shake him until he gives you that which he promised to you. He said, call unto me. Sometimes you have a little trouble walking with the Lord. Call him. Call him. We've got enemies all the way around us. Call him. Daily prayers brings daily fellowship. Daily fellowship brings daily union. Prayer is a mighty, unseen power God wields when we seek him. The prayer of the mighty can be seen in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, where it says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast entered, shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee shall reward thee openly. God have a way of just being cool with us. We pray to him alone, at night, wherever you are, and he responds. He gives. My brother, I'm just encouraging you, give it to the Lord. Pray to him. Not all of us can do congregational prayer or public prayer, but whatever you can, talk to him. Pray to him. Call upon him. In Psalm 46, verse 1 to 4 tells us, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the strength thereof, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall be moved. She shall not be moved. God shall help her.
Amen.
God is in the church.
Yeah.
God is in the church. Despite how people might behave, or despite how people might think, and despite how people might look at you, God is in the church.
Amen.
And he's telling you, despite what happens, rocking to and fro, back and forwards, be anchored in him, because he is going to come true for you one day. Pray when things look good. Pray when things look bad. Pray when you're full. Pray when you're hungry. Pray when you're empty. Pray when you have no friends. Jesus will be a friend to you. Pray when you're alone. Pray when you're rejected. Pray when troubles come. Pray when you are at peace. Pray when the house seems like it's falling apart. Pray when your children want to drive you to nuts. Pray God will protect them. Pray when you are out of a job. Pray when the whole world turns against you. Pray when nobody wants to talk to you. Pray, pray, pray. Because God will answer your prayer.
Yes. Yes.
God will answer your prayer. This is our way we can connect with him. Jesus, in his ministry, the scriptures tells us that the disciples knew where to find him in the morning, because he was always where he could pray. And prayer can connect us, not only just to him, to one another, because we are all in him by his blood.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Blessed Heavenly Father, nothing we could have done, Lord, for you to have loved us so much. Nothing we could have said or give or be a part of that could warrant you sending your son to die for us, Lord. And Father, Lord, as we are here tonight, we are looking unto you, Lord. Refresh us once again, Lord. Help that joy we once had when we first come to know you, that it will be renewed, Lord. That, Lord, as we are by ourselves, our hearts will be so renewed, refreshed, and hunger for more of you, Lord. As the scripture says, all good gifts cometh from the Father above. And so, Lord, we look to you. We are in a situation here, Father, where men and women don't care too much to hear your word. You have placed this congregation here as a lighthouse among many dark lives. And Father, I'm asking, Lord, let this lighthouse shine so bright that men and women will come to see what this is all about. We are not strangers, but Lord, we are your children. And so, Lord, we are asking your hand upon all that we do. Bless our pastor as he continues, Lord, to minister. I know sometimes it might be a little hard and he might have to come upon some difficult times. But you tell us to commit our ways unto you, Lord. My brothers and my sisters here tonight, I love everyone, Lord. And sometimes, Lord, I just wish I could share the joy I have with everyone, Lord. Father, show kindness, I pray. Give us more of thy goodness and of thyself. And help us, Lord, to seek Thee always. Bless this night and thank You for Your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.